Good morning, hello WGXU listeners, welcome to Hudson, Camp Hill, Hudson, Live by Life program. I am Matthew Harrington, one of your hosts. Also from Camp Hill, Hudson, we have Joe McDonald and Michael Patrick Hoy in Casco Studio here on Main Street.
Woohoo!
I am Kelly McCon, also part of the Live by Life program, which airs every fourth Sunday at 3:30 on 90.7 FM. Today, our special guest is Jody Brooks, the artistic director for the artistic director of Camp Hill Hudson, and also the director of the Camp Hudson Players. Originally from England, Jody studied theater there and came to Columbia County, New York in 2010 to join the Camp Hill movement. Welcome, Jody.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Nice to have you here in the Catskill studio. This is Michael in this nice cozy. I don't know how to describe this studio. It's almost like we're in a living room of sorts. So We're negotiating between a mic between Matthew and Jody, so we'll move that back and forth. But yeah, Sean McDonald has a big question about why we have you here today. So you want to ask Jody?
The Camp Hill Hudson Players Theater Troupe has been around for many years and has evolved since 2017. Always putting on a springtime theater show at Hudson Hall. But this year we have a visual art component called The Happiness Experience, as well as a theatrical film we are showcasing. Can you explain to the listeners what these events are about?
Sure. Thanks for the, is that right? Thanks
yeah.
for the
yeah.
for the questions there, Sean. That's two questions. Okay, let me see if I can answer that coherently. So that's right. So since, we created the play, our signature show, Portraits of Us, in 2017, and we were invited by Tambra Dillon, the executive director of Hudson Hall, to perform it at Hudson Hall in 2018. So that was the beginning of our relationship with Hudson Hall, and we have performed an original multimedia piece ever since, every springtime at Hudson Hall. Except, of course, during the pandemic, and we had different creative ideas at that time. And so last year we performed our biggest show to date, which was Forgetful Divas, and that was really quite a wonderful show. But because it was such a big show, we thought that we would do something different this year, have a different pace and a different rhythm. It's still going to be big, but it's just a different process that we created. So up until... up until last year, it was always the Camp Hill Hudson Players that performed, and the Camp Hill community also collaborated on many of the different aspects of the shows, with creating paintings and props and being part of the film features that are implicit in the show. But this year, I wanted to make sure that all of the artists in Camp Hill Hudson also had their time in the spotlight. So this year, we are having an exhibition called The Art of Happiness. And that is going to be on May 23rd, the Friday of Memorial Weekend. And it's an opportunity for the Camp Hill Hudson artists to exhibit their artwork. And so Hudson Hall has been very generous and kind and offered us the space for 2 weeks, and which is the whole gallery corridor and also the big room. So not only are we going to be showcasing what we do in Camp Hill Hudson, We also invited our sister communities and other agencies in the area to participate. So COPAIC will be joining us, and Triform, and COARC, and Camp Hill Ghent, and even as far reaching as Pennsylvania, Kimberton Hills.
Nice.
So really it's
so this is a big, much wider collaborative effort with the visual art component this year.
That's right.
Yeah.
And local artists actually also have helped to put some of the work together. And then just one last point on this is that it's called The Art of Happiness because it's in conjunction with the following week's performance of our film, Happiness in the Spotlight. So the following week, we have a whole nother component to this cultural time, which is a screening of our movie, which also will have other elements. I'm not sure if you'll... if I should share about that now.
Yes, you can. I know some of our questions are going to probably be what you just mentioned, but let's mention the dates quite a bit during our show here. So, because there's two. So both of these events are in May at Hudson Hall. So the visual art exhibit opening is when?
So that would be at 5 o'clock on Friday, May 23rd. That would be the Friday of Memorial Weekend, and we'll have an art opening. And the artists will be invited to share about their art, and we'll have wine and cheese. So that will be the first event.
5 to 7 in Hudson Hall in Hudson, New York. And it's the event is open to the public, free.
Yep.
And cool. And then, so that's the art exhibit of happiness. And then again, the film screening is when?
The following Friday at 7 o'clock. So that's May 30th. Friday at 7 p.m. And that's a different event. So the art will still be up because the art is going to be up from May 23rd to June 8th. So when the guests come, the audience come to watch the movie Happiness in the Spotlight, they will also have the opportunity to see the art on that evening.
Yeah, and that's a 7 o'clock start for the film in the auditorium of Hudson Hall. So come earlier, and there's tickets for that event, for the film event. You need to reserve tickets at the hudsonhall.org website.
Well, don't come earlier because actually that's part of the whole event.
Okay. But people do need to reserve tickets on the Hudson Hall website for the May 30th film screening. But
they do.
But what is this now about?
Well, you'll be invited, so the audience will be invited to come up to the main hall, and there will be a performance element to introduce the movie that we've created. Mm-hmm. And the movie is the film production of our former play, Happiness in the Spotlight, that we performed in April 2023.
Okay.
And then after the film, we will have entertainment with Bollywood dancing, which will be a collaborative dance with many of our friends and people from the wider community involved. And then the audience will be invited to come down and have a dance party amongst the artwork afterwards. So it's a whole participatory...
Interactive event. Yeah. And so I know it's going to be a packed house. It usually is. So come one and all. Everyone is invited. But yeah, to get to some of these other questions that relate to the exhibit and the film screening, Kelly, you want to ask Jody something?
Yes. What was the inspiration for the Art of Happiness exhibition and film screening?
The two different events? I think, as I said before, I wanted the artists to really have their time in the spotlight. And so it was the first time we're having an art exhibition like this. And that's exciting. And it's been exciting to connect with all of our local sister communities and invite them to join in this art exhibition. And it's really important for me for this art exhibition as well to represent everybody. So when we say people of all abilities, it's really all people in the communities will showcase the work. So that's artists in residence and friends who've been helped to create work and people who are interested in photography, all sorts of things. And then the movie, it's the first movie that we have created of our productions, and we performed it in Hudson Hall, we filmed it in Hudson Hall, and now we will be showing it in Hudson Hall. So it'll be quite the meta experience, to be honest.
The meta experience. There you go. That's a headliner. Come for the meta experience. Happiness in the Spotlight, the film. Yeah, I think you mentioned we performed that original play that you primarily wrote 2 years ago in Hudson Hall in 2023 and in other locations around Columbia County. Yeah, do you want to describe the essence of that film, the themes, the main themes?
The main themes, that, you know, we began working on that in 2022, and it was really important just to really hone in and focus on what it is that makes us happy. We'd all been downtrodden with world events. And so I think it was really important just to remember the essential quality of what it means to be happy. So we explore those themes in the play, and we also celebrated what it means to be happy and also celebrated everyone who was in the show. And that was with the backdrop of being performed at an Oscar awards ceremony. So everyone was really celebrated as a star.
Yeah, and it's a bit, well, originally in the live version, it was went between filmed footage and then live action, but now with it being a complete film, it's definitely a movie.
It's definitely a movie, yeah. But we do show on the screen how the audience is watching a play,
yeah,
with the multimedia aspect, yeah, to it.
Cool. Yes, Sean McDonald, you have a very, very important and cool question.
In the description of the show, Hudson Hall's website, it poses the question, where can we all find joy in our lives? Jody, where can you find joy in your life?
That is a nice question. There's a number of things.
Woo-hoo.
I think it's...
joy.
I think it's the simple things, Sean, at the moment that make me happy, which is spending time with my pets, Thelma and Luna. Looking up at the sky and seeing the beautiful sky.
It's springtime now at the moment.
Springtime. Just, yeah, weather's simple, finally nice. Things. Singing. Being in alignment with my with my path. That's a bit more deep, I guess. I'm putting my slippers on. I like putting my slippers on at home.
Oh, we've gotta say woo to that. Putting the slippers on. What about playing table tennis? You and
table
I played
tennis.
Table tennis. It was your birthday the other day.
Table tennis is great. Yep. And you know what? I want to be really honest. Shall I be really honest?
Yeah,
I can't be
yeah.
honest. One of my favorite times of day is to go to bed, because I like the feeling of having had a creative full day, and then it's time to end the day, and I think that's a very nice time.
In happiness, in kindness. okay. Now I have a question, supposedly. I thought we asked Jody, where do you... So this is the question that's posed. Where can we find joy in our lives? And now I ask our Live by Life group, where do we find joy in our lives? Anybody? Matthew, Kelly, Sean. It sounds like Kelly's going to let Kelly go, Matt, and then you can go. Yeah.
Well, sometimes I like to talk with my parents and my family, and when the weather's nice, I like to go out for walks, and I've been going to Old Hudson some of the time to get a coffee and just being around my good support friends in Solaris and outside of Solaris, and just being able to enjoy life. And that's all.
Well, it's interesting. If people come to see the Happiness in the Spotlight film, you'll see Kelly featured, and you give a similar answer in the film version. So thank you, Kelly. Matthew, you wanted to say about where do you find joy in your life?
I find joy anywhere to find my heart and find joy to walk at 10 Ballpark Kitchen Cafe restaurant where people show up and they see me to be happy to mm-hmm. order their meals, serve them, and be social. So they make me happy on stage with Kimba House players, see my part of the play, interview people, make them happy, and one person asked me, how do you find happiness? I'm searching for it. Everywhere I look, that's my happiness.
Yeah, thank you, Matthew. Yeah, Ten Barn Farm, for those that don't know, is in Ghent. I think it's Ghent or West Ghent in Columbia County. It's a seasonal cafe near Art OMI. So free plug for Ten Barn Farm. I think they open Mother's Day weekend or on Mother's Day, or a sneak preview. Yeah.
On Mother's Day weekend and the same weekend of
Memorial Day.
PC weekend with the art cool. show and open wow. of Camp Out from Kitchen restaurant season.
What a, the events are going to start piling on soon. How about Sean McDonald? Where do you find joy in your life?
Like family, friends. Being outside when it's warm.
Being outside, watching your favorite sports, baseball.
Yeah, football.
Football. That's from a movie.
Being the Hudson Community Choir.
Hudson Community Choir, definitely. You have a show in probably June, at Hudson Hall.
We aren't going to be in the June 19th anymore because that's going to be performed by a special choir, so we're not going to be in that one.
And Matthew, did you want to ask that question of Jody? That do you see it on the list?
Jody, what is your experience of the art exhibit?
Art exhibit, yeah. So in other words, we're putting together, I guess you didn't really say too much at the beginning, but you're putting together all these different pieces of artwork. Yeah. So are you getting a feel for what's coming across? Like, I don't know, is there a theme emerging or is it just everybody's individual expression of happiness?
Yeah, that's right. That's the reason why it's called The Art of Happiness is because it's in conjunction with the movie screening the following week, and that's being called the Happiness Experience. So that was the initial invitation to create art which makes you joyful. However, I think that's what's come about, is that just by the doing of it, it brings happiness.
Nice. Just by the doing of it, it brings happiness. Well, that brings us to this other question that I wanted to pose the group, because Sean, Kelly, Matthew, you have all created some visual art pieces that will be featured in the Happiness Experience on May 23rd at 5 p.m. in Hudson Hall, free and open to the public. So I'll just ask around. Matthew, you painted an image of your family farm, Ten Barn Farm. Do you want to just mention a little bit about that? I think that'll be featured. Yeah.
Very challenge how I draw and painted Ten Barn Farm. It's very easy. Red is a barn. Different colors in the kitchen look really cool. How I manage to paint main forms with the sinks, oven, stove. It's very cool to see the art of the forearm. It's so colorful with a lot of foods, kitchen, Crashisters is very amazing art. Fine Matthew piece of art of Tampa Florida is so big. I remember the colors of the red is born in many different colors in the kitchen. That's my first painted.
Thank you, Matthew. And then Sean McDonald, you did a pastel piece. Yeah, do you want to mention what that is? Yeah.
So I painted a pastel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tore various colored pieces of paper mm-hmm. and rearranged them to create a new piece.
Yeah, and these were like maybe things that other people had painted and you as well, and then you just sort of like random colors. There wasn't an image, and then you just tore it up, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So did you enjoy, that one I think will be featured. Have you been enjoying when you've been contributing to the visuals?
It's been good.
Yeah. So you enjoy that side of things, including the radio group, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We hope so. Thank you. And last but not least, Miss McCann. What you want to say what you drew or painted?
What I did is I did this replica of my dog where we put on the window and I did some artwork on top of it. I like used the like a crayon or something or a pencil and I just traced around the picture and then I added color to it
mm-hmm.
Come alive.
The family dog.
Yeah.
Your dog I was going to say your dog, but it's really your family dog. So you drew that.
Yes.
And Jody, have you painted any images in the exhibit or have you just been assisting others? Yeah.
Yeah, not yet. I would like to. I would like to feature something because I've just begun to become interested in painting again.
Woo-hoo!
Creative, yes. Expressive art form. There's nothing yet featured.
Maybe that's where you find joy as well in your life is through the painting. I've seen some of them. They're really nice. I can't remember if it was a sunset or somewhere, but you and I know each other very well, Jody, and you know I don't give compliments easily sometimes, but I really liked that piece that you made.
Thank you.
Yeah. Cool. Well, and there will be other artists featured from the other communities that Jody mentioned. We're getting close to the end. And Matthew, we definitely want you to ask that question. And Sean McDonald has a couple too. Yeah.
Jody, tell us about the Happiness in Spotlight film.
And yeah, you did mention earlier, I did ask you, and I forgot Matthew had wanted to ask that, but anything else you would want to say about it, like either the filming of it or the process?
Yeah, it's the first time that we ever actually professionally filmed one of our productions, and we did do it on a shoestring budget, so the filming actually took place in one day. So it was more about racing through and trying to get the scenes as opposed to having the time to really get the scene and then, you know, do it 30 times until we get what we wanted. It was more about having a take two different times. But it was, but with that, it still is a fantastic show. It's really great. The play was a big success, and then the film reflects that too. It captures the quality of, like I said, the celebrating of the individual, exploring what it means to be happy. It asks the audience that too, and it really has the site-specific element that is featured so often in our plays that it's, you know, based very much in Hudson. The mayor of Hudson is featured, for example, in the show. And then also what's really nice is that the first 5 minutes, there is a sneak preview of behind the scenes. So we did a short documentary of the life in Camp Hill Hudson, in the Camp Hill Hudson Players, really, because it's just before the filming of the show. So that's a really nice piece to it.
Cool. Well, with a few minutes we have, Sean McDonald, did you want to ask that question there?
What's your favorite work of art?
Or favorite works?
Yeah, I really like the classic impressionist artists. I love all of that era. Van Gogh, Monet, you know, Chagall. Cezanne. Is it Cezanne? I think Cezanne. Yeah. And one in particular, which is the kind of work that I would like to do, is someone called Emil Nolde. And really, he painted loads. Like, the horizon was very low. And he painted loads of skies. So I really love painting the sky because I find it so magical.
Okay. Yay to hearing about a new artist. Last question, right? You wanted to ask.
If you can work with any artist, past or present, who would it be?
I think Monet.
Monet.
You know what? Actually, maybe Richard Neal, who's who lives in Copenhagen, who is an amazing artist. He's actually going to be featured in the show.
Oh, Richard Neal, who has been a part of Camp Hill Village and Camp Hill communities for over 50 years.
Husband.
That's right. His art is fantastic, and you can see it all around the different Camp Hills in North America, and it's really exquisite art. Yeah.
So, thank you, Jody, and these. Upcoming events at Beaufort Hudson Hall. Friday, May 23rd is the Happiness Experience Visual Artwork from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Free, open to the public. And then the film screening Friday, May 30th at 7 p.m. Reserve your tickets for that one online at hudsonhall.org. And we are going to go out with this song that is going to be part of the film version on May 30th. This will be featured. We'll do a live Bollywood dance. And I don't know how to pronounce this. It's a Bollywood track, Bhool Bhulaiya. So you'll see some live Bollywood dancing in addition to the film. WGXC Live By Life program. Thank you for listening.
She make him go crazy. Got to get me, yes, not a maybe. Teri aankhein bhool bhulaiya, baatein hain bhool bhulaiya, tere saapno ki galiyon mein.